Good morning, and welcome to the Church of the Holy Spirit for Daily Mass.
In times of trouble, God, come to our aid. Show us your mercy, come save. In times of trouble, God, your mercy come save. We live secure in the shelter of God, safe in the fold of God's wings. We will proclaim the greatness of God, the rock of salvation God brings. In times of trouble, God, come to our aid. Show us your mercy, come save. In times of trouble, God, come to our aid. Show us your mercy, come save. Lost and afraid, we're never alone. God watches over our path and lighting our way, guarding us day and by night. In times of trouble, God, come to our aid. Show us your mercy, come save. In times of trouble, God, come to our aid. Show us your mercy, come save.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, and what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison,
Christe eleison,
Christe eleison,
Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray. We invoke your mercy in humble prayer, O Lord, that you may cause us, your servants, corrected by penance and schooled by good works, to persevere sincerely in your commands and come safely to the Paschal festivities. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once to your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, for they have become depraved. They have soon turned aside from the way I pointed out to them, making for themselves a molten calf and worshiping it, sacrificing to it and crying out, 'This is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I see how stiff-necked this people is. Let me alone then, that my wrath may blaze up against them to consume them, then I will make of you a great nation. But Moses implored the Lord, his God, saying, Why, O Lord, should your wrath blaze up against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, with such great power and with so strong a hand? Why should the Egyptians say, With evil intent he brought them out, that he might kill them in the mountains and exterminate them from the face of the earth? Let your blazing wrath die down. Relent in punishing your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and all this land that I promised, I will give your descendants as their perpetual heritage. So the Lord relented in the punishment he had threatened to inflict on his people. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf. And I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice nor seen his form. And you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he sent. You search the scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf. But you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if anyone comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" The Gospel of the Lord.
There's a mannequin in the second row right here, so it's really, I asked for it to be placed here so I could talk to somebody, but it was a bad decision. The line from the first reading today is, "Look, Israel, this is your God. Behold your God, Israel." This is Aaron talking to the Israelites who just came out, and we know the story. They melted all this gold. The reason they got the gold is because after the 10th plague, which God caused, Egypt was so scared of them that they just started giving them their stuff. So Egypt, which is this wealthy nation, is like dumping all their gold and precious metals into their slaves' hands and telling them to get out of there. So they have all this gold with them, their own gold, but also the Egyptians' gold. And they melt all these precious metals down and they fuse this calf. Molten calf melted together, and they take this as an image. This is an image from an Egyptian god, so they're mimicking what they knew in Egypt. And we have this line, "Behold your God, Israel, look at your God, look, here's your God, O Israel," however you translate it. This is a really powerful word, and it's interesting words because it is their own words which they're condemned by. We're explicitly saying, and we do this, we implicitly say to ourselves and to other people, "Behold, this is our God. This is what we trust in. This is what saved us. This is what will save us again." And it brings our own judgment because God hears you saying this is your God, or sees you acting like this is your God. And then he'll mockingly, like when Moses comes down, he'll say, "Behold your God," and mock them. And then he makes them melt the calf down and then grind it into powder and then mix it into water and drink it to get rid of it, which is an interesting punishment. But this sense of "behold your God,"
The project of going through the desert for 40 years is to kind of like slowly reform and remold the Israelites, because they're used to the Egyptian gods. They're surrounded by the Egyptian gods more than the Israeli gods while they're in Egypt. And God's slowly kind of pulling those habits and those understandings away from them. And then it feels like God leaves them when Moses goes up on the mountain to get the commandments. And so they revert back into kind of this instinct that was developed over 430 years while they're in Egypt. And they go back into, this is our God. This is how we feel safe again. So it's a step backwards. They take a lot of step forwards, but it's a difficult transition. And God uses the desert time to help them make that transition, and then uses this mistake that they make to help them go further. It also gives Moses this new leadership role where he pleads to God to save the people. Moses becomes an intercessor, which is a level that we get to within the Christian life. The closer we grow to Christ, the more we identify with him on the cross when we plead for people who are guilty and ask God to forgive everyone, especially those who have offended us. So this phrase I just want to have as our meditation today, behold your God, Israel, behold your God. This time right now where our lives are kind of changed is an incredible opportunity, like it was for the Israelites. They're in the desert for 40 years. Everything's different. They don't know where they're going. And God uses that time, this vacuum, to like reprogram or deprogram so that they can realize who their God is, so they can ask the question, who is your God? Behold your God, Israel. And it'll eventually be him. And if this isn't a great time, it's not a fun time, it's not a time that any of us wished for, but it's also a time that we shouldn't waste. Like, while our daily patterns are changing, and while we have different time that we can devote to different things, it's a good question to ask, what is our God? And we're allowed to have things that we trust in other than God, but God has to be number one. That's the first commandment. That's why it is the first commandment. Behold your God. At your judgment, what is God going to say to you that you said, this is my God? And he'll say, behold your God, I'm not your God. And some little things that can creep up and that can ask us, we can ask about, like, have I made this my God? I'm away from my work right now, and I lost my identity from that. Was work my God? I'm away from certain friends right now. Were they my God? I'm spending time with my family in a different way, and I saw my family as somebody else, and I, like, made this fictitious vision of what they were, or I was holding standards that isn't them, and maybe I made this fake image of my family my God, or I made some physical place I usually go to my God. And no person's your God. Even, I mean, I'm a priest, and people associate God with me, but I'm not anybody's God, and like, that's my office. I'm a priest. So even is your pastor your God, or is someone you talk to about God your God? They lead you to God, but God is your God. So just take those words seriously. They're a little bit scary, but they're also clarifying. And it's also beautiful to see the Israelites make this huge mistake. They make this false God after 40 years of instruction from God in the desert, like straight, really one-on-one tutoring happening. And they still make the mistake, and God still forgives them, and Moses still prays for them. And this is just an easy, honest time for us to ask who our God is. Joining our voices together as one, we raise our prayers to God, the Almighty Father.
For all the church during this Lenten season, may the Lord increase in us hearts for sharing and self-denial. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who serve either as elected or appointed authorities, may the God of wisdom bless them with the skills and gifts necessary for true servant leadership. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are sick in our community, may the healing consolation of Christ be upon them and make them whole. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us assembled here, may the steadfast love and mercy of God draw us even closer to him through the life and death of Christ his Son. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, may they come to share in the fullness of Christ's glory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For today's Mass intention, the repose of the soul of Dot Shelton, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord God, Almighty Father, we ask all these things through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, and will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that what we offer in sacrifice may cleanse us in our frailty from every evil, and always grant us your protection through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you have given your children a sacred time for the renewing and purifying of their hearts, that freed from disordered affections, they may so deal with the things of this passing world as to hold rather to the things that eternally endure. And so with the angels and saints, we praise you as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
Mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Ronald, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen, 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 amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. May this sacrament we have received purify us, we pray, O Lord, and grant your servants freedom from all blame, that those bound by a guilty conscience may glory in the fullness of heavenly remedy. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving ceased. My comforter, the Lord.
sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood.